This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Wakanda! Welcome!
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And the Mets lose, the Yankees lose. But you know what? The team with the best chance of bringing a championship back to this city won. The New York Liberty. Yes. In the WNBA, the New York Liberty that play down there in Brooklyn in the Barclays Center, Flatbush and Atlantic. I don't know if you guys have ever been. A lot of y'all like to act like it's in Nebraska. But yeah, anyway, the Liberty are up 2-0 against the Atlanta Dream. And tonight, Sabrina Ionescu goes out there and drops 36 points, 9 assists with another rebound. And the Liberty cruise to a 91-82 victory. 888-808-1019. Good morning. Good morning. It is Wednesday. We will continue to talk about what happened Tuesday night, but it's over. It's done. But it's going to linger, right? That's the thing. I was just talking about momentum and, you know, the analogy I use, right? It's almost like a big bro, little bro thing, or like a student teacher thing, or like, I don't know how to, you know, create the theater of the mind. Like, you know, the karate master teaching you a move or something, right? Where you might get a couple moves in, and then as soon as you let your guard down and you miss a move, then he's boom. That's like with these guys hitting those solo shots, it's like you have good at-bats. You have momentum. The crowd is behind you. It's building. And then you ground into double plays or you run into outs and you suck all the air out of the building and the Orioles bonk you on the head again. Nope. Not that time, stupid. Tighten up. Nope. Solo shot. Nope. Almost. Not good enough. We're here. And, like, that's what it felt like in our building against an Orioles team that, like, I don't know, man. I don't think they're that good. They're plenty games behind the Yankees. They're not going to win the division. But it's going to linger, right? They're up 7-4 on you on the season. If they take this series from you, that is something that could give them confidence, and you could potentially see them again right back here in the ALDS. And like I said, they've gotten guys back healthy. I mean, they've been decimated by injuries all year, but it's a new year. Soon as we go to October, and they're going to play in the wild card round, and the Yankees most likely are going to not, and they'll have rest, and you can't come out cold, and you can't come out making mistakes. And you can't come out just like, I don't know, man. I know Boone's got to take off for these guys, but it gets... Let's go to the phone. John is down in Tampa. John, you're on The Fan.
Keith, I'm going to start this with a question. You being a former college quarterback, you knew what everybody's job was on that field, I'm sure. Expert at fundamentals, okay? When you watch a game, football game, and you see, like, blatant, terrible mental errors, you go insane, I would assume, right? Pretty much.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what is going on. What's the malfunction? So, yeah. Like, what are you doing? Okay. What are you thinking?
Yeah. So, yeah, I played college baseball. I played for a couple of real, like, savants that really taught us situational baseball. The first mistake made on that whole play was Juan Soto trying to go to second. Babe Ruth is coming up to hit next. You don't make it out on the bases, dude. You stay there.
I swear to you, the Casamigos music was playing, and Marco and I were just screaming about that back and forth here off air. We were just talking about that. Marco said the first thing, Juan Soto. And I said, I don't know. I didn't know what he was doing. But when he was safe, I have a video on Twitter. I yelled, yeah. And then I look at where Gleyber Torres is, and I'm like, bruh.
Yeah. So, listen, I can't criticize Soto. He's one of the best hitters I've ever seen.
No, you can.
He coasted out. Hold on. He coasted out of the batter's box, okay? He turns it on about three-quarters of the way down the line. If he would have been running right from the start, he would have been about 10 to 15 feet further along, and there would have been no throw to second base. He would have made it easily. That's first of all. Now, on Gleyber Torres, you have to know that Babe Ruth is on deck. Also, the third base coach.
Luis Rojas, yes, he gave him a stop sign, but it wasn't like a definitive, like, two hands stop.
Keith, I coach high school baseball.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm coaching third base, and I tell my guy, turn and look, okay? And then that's it. You don't go anywhere unless I see you go. And you're right, and I see that. I'm screaming on the base, on the base, on the base.
Yeah, and okay? I mean, he could have initially sent him. There's a lot of people making the argument, you got to send him there. Santander, he doesn't have the arm to make that throw. You got to put pressure on him to make that play. No. You got to put pressure on the catcher. No. Like you're saying, Babe Ruth is coming up.
Babe Ruth is on deck. Now, that's what you take into account before the play starts, before the ball is even struck. You out in
we know that, and that's what grinds my gears, John.
Yeah,
we're in the stadium, knowing the situations, knowing who's up at bat next, knowing how many outs there are, knowing what absolutely can't happen, and then they find a way to make that happen.
Keith, I'm a retired half crippled cop living down here in Florida. Okay. And it just kills me. I see these guys making so much money, and they don't know crap about baseball. They're all playing bananas, and they're not coached. Gleyber Torres needs to be coached still. He needs to be. Somebody needs to whisper in his ear, the first base coach, the third base coach, every player, what his job is on the bases, because he's an idiot when he comes to run. It's a shame. He's such a tease. I love Gleyber. I like him. He could be such a great player. He's such a tease. Yeah. He's such a mentally poor baseball player. It makes me sick.
It's discouraging. Thanks for the call, John. I'm watching it right now, and I have it on my phone. I have the video on my phone. I was in there. You can't go back to the base a third time. I don't know, man. I don't mean to yell. I'm not much of a yeller on the radio. It's just frustrating. I want to win. This team can win. But are they just going to be so dumb that they get in their own way? Shout out to my boy Mario. Mario sees me today, and he's like, how do you feel about the team? And I said, yo, it's not about how I feel about the team, like, how do you feel about their chances? I'm like, I feel like they have more talent than everybody else. They have just as good of a chance as everyone else, but they're gonna screw it up somehow. And I said that at 6:15. I'm in the stadium talking to him, and I'm like, I just have this overarching feeling that they're gonna be too dumb. Like, they're gonna get in their own way. They're gonna stub their toe. They're gonna make stupid mistakes or decisions that it's like, come on, that doesn't have to happen. 888-808-1019. Gary in Monroe, New Jersey is next up on the Fan.
Hey Keith, how you doing, man? It's good to talk to you. Let me tell you something. I was at the game today too, and let me tell you something. I feel Boone's decisions, they're not good. Look, first and second, no outs. You got to bunt. You got to bunt Verdugo. You have to. Top of the lineup coming up. All right, we can blame Gleyber on that play. Gleyber got three hits tonight.
Yeah, let's go back. Before that play, when I talk about momentum, everybody I was around was saying, here it comes, here it comes. And then Verdugo grounds in a double play. Why is it? Is he too good to lay down a bunt? That's the least he could do at this point when Dominguez isn't playing over him.
Exactly. Exactly. And what about, and nobody sees this, Stanton. He's an automatic out. Put him down in eighth. Or if you want to be a social worker, put him eighth. Put him down in the lineup.
Yeah.
Yo, Keith, let me tell you a story. I'm going to tell you a story. Listen to this one. I was coming out of Yankee Stadium one day, and Jimmy Lerit and Mickey Rivers, they were signing autographs, you know, on picture autographs, right? Mm-hmm. So I go to Jimmy Leritz. I said, Jim, how come after Don Zimmer left, the Yankees never won again? You know what he told me? He said Joe Torre was the social worker and Don Zimmer was the brains of the team. You believe that? and this has to, I look at Boone Manage and he comes from a baseball family. He comes from a baseball family, Keith.
I was about to say, who's the roles? Is Boone the social worker and Brad Osmus?
I think he's a social. He don't know baseball. Like, come on. Sometimes you have to manage. Be a scientist. Yo, let Verdugo bunt.
He's got an overarching belief in Alex Verdugo. I think the whole organization does. That's why he's in there over Dominguez. That's why he's allowed to swing away. He has grounded out to second base at a historic rate this year. He has hit that same ground into double play so many times this year. They're addicted to putting him in the lineup and letting him do that. Like they're not gonna send the bunt for him. And thanks for the call, Gary. All right, I won't cut you off. Go for it.
Wait, let me ask you one more thing. Let me tell you something. You got Santander up 3-2 count. Would you pitch to him down the middle? When you throw one in the dirt, like.
I mean, he's got 44 home runs now. He was an all-star this year. Like, he's going to get paid in the offseason.
Don't give him his pitch. Am I right, Keith? I'm like, what is he? Throw it in the dirt. Walk him.
Little mistakes that I said, right?
Oh, my
God. When you have momentum and then you don't capitalize on it and you make little mistakes like that and they boink you on the head. Gotcha.
That's the manager, baby. That's the manager.
Yeah, it's also pitching to an execution. Thanks for the call, Gary, and plays. Yeah, I was leaving Stanton alone, but we can't leave that alone. 0-4. One of those at-bats was just like, bro, what the fuck? I got to go back to see if there's video. You can't make excuses for the guy. I left him alone in my mind and in my notes because obviously, in the Mariners series, he sat, and he's been a solid individual as far as talking to the media, saying it's not about me and understanding, whatever. But, yeah, when you put him in the middle of the lineup, batting fifth, and he goes 0-4 with four strikeouts, it's an absolute killer. It's brutal. Guess what? The Yankees only struck out five times tonight, and Stanton had four of them. It's not good enough. I also left him alone because he's a postseason performer, but it's not good enough. There's no excuses. He knows he's got to be better. I don't know if we had any audio from him after the game. I'm sure he talked about it. He didn't have good at-bats, and it's not good enough. Not good enough. But ultimately, they had opportunities. They had an opportunity in that, I believe, the fifth inning. After Judge hits that home run in the fourth, that fifth inning where Verdugo grounds into the double play, you can't have that happen. There are no outs. We had two on, no outs. Verdugo bunt the runner over. Bunt the runner. I don't know, man. But, like, these are the issues because they love Alex Verdugo. They're addicted to Alex Verdugo playing. They're going to let him go up there and act like this guy has been just, I don't know, having a great year, tearing the cover off the ball. He's batting ninth. You're nine hitter in the lineup? Yeah, have that guy bunt. Let's go to Josh and Passaic and talk about the Mets for a second. What's up, Josh?
Good, Keith. How you doing?
Good, man. I just, it's the next day. Going back to little notes that I was writing at the game with the Yankees. It doesn't matter. Josh Hart threw out the first pitch. Who forgot? I forgot that he's related to Elston Howard. A great little, New York sports story and family tie. Josh Hart throwing out the first pitch for the Yankees tonight, the grandnephew of the great Elston Howard.
Indeed, rough night. I'm with Pardoss. So you gotta flush it out of your mind, go into the next game. But he played two flashbacks right before the game. This guy, the Braves pitcher, July 27th, seven shutout innings. He did seven innings, one run, and of course the series from 2 years ago. And a few things else. I saw the look and how they were showing Alvarez, and I was wondering, after the game, if she was having flashbacks, you know, when they had bases loaded 2 years ago and his bat went flying to on and he struck out after he'd just been brought up.
I want to believe and, no. I want to believe that guy's got to be so far from that. He's not thinking that. Fans are thinking that. They're in the moment. You know, he can't be thinking about 2 years ago. But I know you're all thinking about the fact that one more loss would give the season series to the Braves. Like, it sucks to be like, it sucks to be in the position right now where it's like, you're on edge. And the rain can wash the game out tomorrow, and then that's another day to wait. And, I mean, I'm assuming Chris Sale would still pitch, knowing that he's looming, and the way that the Mets lineup looked tonight.
And my friend comes over to me and says, Josh, what do you think the scores would be tonight? He said 6-2 Braves. He's like, oh, you're being so negative. I'm like, I don't know. I'm just feeling a certain way. It was 5-1. One thing I noticed, though, Acuna, well, I don't think he's a bad shortstop. There are a lot of plays where he only gets the guy at second and not the, and they don't get the guy in first. I think Francisco Lindor would. And, you know, it wasn't just him tonight. Severino threw a pass through space. It was just a mess of a game, and they have to fix whatever up it is and see what happens with this hurricane. They just take my call. So things are better tomorrow. Have a good night.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for waiting, Josh. Yeah. I just feel like this is a waiting game. Mother Nature is going to say, oh, let's put a pause on this. No baseball for the Mets and the Braves. Tomorrow, well, it's officially tomorrow, Wednesday, September 25th, and you got to wait, and that wait, that the angst, the even through the off day Monday, at least we have football now, you got to wait. There's no football. You got to wait and then see what they decide to do, whether it's a doubleheader, whether you got to come back, and it doesn't seem like it works in the Mets' favor. 888-808-1019. Nobody can predict anything, but I did have a couple callers ago. Maybe it was Matt who said, I mean, this team's been resilient. That has been their calling card. I've called them the team with 9 lives. They're some cool cats. They've had terrible things happen to them all year. They've shrugged it off. They just look at it like, you know, it's part of it. Steady Mendy. Carlos Mendoza's got to keep a steady hand on this group. And Lindor, if you can play, bro, you got to play. If you're in the on-deck circle, if you were working out before the game, if it's a pain tolerance thing, you know, talking about Acuna, like Acuna's a kid, and he's a pretty good kid. He's a cool looking cat. Like he's a guy that looks like he fits and belongs, but he's gonna make mistakes and he's not gonna be a plus defender. He wasn't supposed to even be here at this point right now. Shout out to him and his brother though. That's great. 888-808-1019. Like for the Acuna brothers to get to, you know, I don't know, hang out. I'm sure. You know, it's like a universe never unconnects thing. This kid was in the Rangers organization. Now he gets traded to the Mets last year, and now he's in the NL East, and his brother's not playing, but he gets called up, and his brother gets to see him play in his home ballpark. I think that's awesome for them and their family. Hopefully Lindor can go, and hopefully the Mets respond. It's David Peterson versus Chris Sale, but this weather is looking like that's not even going to happen. So if they're the first game of the doubleheader or no, who knows? We'll see. We'll find out. They'll make a ruling or something on it tomorrow. They'll make a ruling on it. I'm sure Major League Baseball will make that decision. And for the Yankees, it's former Tampa Bay Ray Zach Eflin facing the Yankees and Nestor Cortez. Hey, here it is, Nestor. Again, we need you, buddy. Be the guy. Nestor's the guy that takes the ball no matter what it is. Was Nestor on the mound when they clinched last week in Seattle? I think he was. Be the guy, Nestor. Derek Jeter bobblehead night is going to be packed, and there's going to be angst, and there's going to be anxiety, and there's going to be chatter about these guys making mistakes and guys coming up small at the plate and the line. I bet you Dominguez will be in the lineup tomorrow. Actually, I can't bet you that. What do I know? What do I know? They told me Dominguez, there was no lane for. They told me when Dominguez comes up, he's going to play a lot. That was a lie. They said, well, there's no lane for Dominguez. And when he comes up here, he's going to play a lot. So that made me think, oh, he's going to play every day. He's going to play left field. He's going to play center field. He might even DA. Who knows? No, they have no problem sitting him down. And I get it. The guy's made errors in the field. He hasn't been, I don't know, that great in the field. But whatever, like, he's, I hate to have to say this, he's your future, man. Invest in your future more so in a guy that's in his last weeks as a Yankee. Your fan base has been waiting to see this kid for the last 3 years. These are regular season games. These are valuable games. He needs to be playing in that game in Yankee Stadium with postseason energy, with literally postseason implications on the line. Maybe he comes up bigger. Maybe he comes up better in a spot versus, you know, a pinch hit late. If you're going to die on this Alex Verdugo hill, this Clay Holmes hill, it's just like, I don't understand it, man. But I'm prepared. I am so excited for this postseason, but I'm prepared to be devastated. I'm prepared to live with it. Everybody I'm talking to, all the Yankee fans, I'm saying, be ready to live with it. A Gleyber Torres base running error. You saw it tonight. I've been saying it. I know earlier in the season, I said, I wanted him to get traded. Honestly, I wanted him to get traded when they traded Josh Donaldson and Gio. Why? Because I fear what he's shown us time and time again. He can have a three-hit night and erase it by that one play, that one mistake. Three hits, went back to third base three times. You can't. Whoa. You can't do that. Go back to the base instead. Ralph is out in Lakewood. Ralph, you're on the Fan.
Hi, Keith. How are you?
I'm good. Just laughing it off, man. I can't wait till 7:05. I can't wait to get my Derek Jeter bobblehead.
Okay, I need help from you. I don't know. I tried seeing a therapist, the shrink. I need help.
Okay.
Big Yankee fan. And I don't know, sometimes I feel sadistic a little because there is no greater pleasure that I get in this entire world when the Mets just come and fall apart. The Mets downfall is my ultimate happiness. I can't put it into words how much I hate the Mets. I hate every single part of them. I love it. There is nothing more enjoyable for me when Mets fans are in pain and the Mets just choke away big playoff games or big regular seasons, and I just feel like I have animalistic characteristics.
Yeah, I'm
a bad individual, but I can't help it. Bad individual, but I don't know what to tell you, Keith.
Yeah, they've gone through enough. You shouldn't take pleasure in their pain like that.
But I relate.
They're
you know, a lot of people say, oh, New York, we like to see New York. When the Royals play the Mets in 2015, because I was never alive when the Mets won the World Series in 86.
Yeah.
Keith, I was like a shaking leaf for those five games. I was petrified. I was so nervous.
I was okay if the Mets won that World Series, but I knew they weren't going to win that World Series.
No, I heard Evan today say, oh, he never got over that World Series. You know what, Evan? I never either got over it, but in a different way than you. I've been riding the enjoyment for 9 years. I'm a sadistic man.
Mets fans hold that one over our heads. They say they've been to the World Series more recently than us. They don't talk about the World Series loss 15 years before that.
Familia blowing in game one. Oh, this is such great memories. Such unbelievable memories.
You got to find different things, right? So for me, obviously, doing this job, I have to watch the Mets. You know, I was just talking about Ronald Acuna Jr., his little brother, Luis Angel Acuna. I'm like, this kid's cool. It's a cool story. His brother playing, like, I like that. I think that's cool. I think Francisco Alvarez is cool. I think Mark Vientos is cool. I'm like, plot twist. Like, the nerd Mets have cool players now. Like, they have players on their team that I like. They have players on, like, Francisco Lindor had a hell of a year. I hate Shohei Ohtani.
You can't like them. Keith, you got to stay strong.
I got to stay strong.
You can't like them.
I got a lot of Yankee fans that are like, bro, go back to hating the Mets. And I'm like, yo, not
100%.
For nothing. I can't hate on this team. They've rallied.
You have to. You're obligated.
They're a great story.
You have an obligation to hate them.
I want to see them see it through. I want them to make the postseason.
No. But then lose. I did have a little chuckle
at Severino as a former Yankee going out there. Because last year when Severino pitched for us against the Braves and he got rocked, I was so mad. And I just knew that he didn't stand a chance tonight. I'm like, all of this is riding on Severino.
He did us a favor. He did one for the good boys tonight. You know what I'm saying? He had us in mind. Oh, baby, if the Mets blow this, like they did in 2022, such joy. I needed one more win to win the division.
Do you watch Frank the Tank stuff? Are you familiar with Frank the Tank?
I am not.
Oh, go look up Frank the Tank, and that'll be some more therapy and some stuff. Go look up Frank the Tank's reaction tonight to the Mets loss. Thanks for the call, Ralph. 888-808-1019. There are a lot of Yankee fans that don't care about the Mets at all. There are a lot of Yankee fans that look like it's not for me. It's got nothing to do with me. Whether they win or lose, I could care less. There are some Yankee fans, though, that are like, did the Mets lose? Oh, the Mets lost? I'm in the ballpark tonight. There's people checking that out-of-town scoreboard. It's like, yeah, well, you know, it's 4-1 Orioles, but it's 5-1 Braves. Like, what does that have to do with what we got going on right now? Like, we're trying to clinch the AL East. We're trying to win the game. It's like, well, the Mets lead is going to be down to a game, and you know it's going to rain. You know what's going to happen after that. I'm like, no, I don't know. And I'd like to see this Mets team get to October. I'd like to see Mets fans celebrate clinching. But it's like, man, it's like this feeling of like it's there and then it's not there. All this whole last month. And like now it feels like it's so close after you take 3 out of 4 from the Phillies, after you handle business against the Nationals like you did. But then it's like, wait, here's the nemesis. Here's the team. Like, no. Don't worry about the Phillies. The Phillies, they clinched. Rob Thompson's talking about he wants his trophy back. Red October, they've been doing this the last couple years. The Nationals, CJ Abrams is at the roulette table at 8 a.m. with no chips. You go down to Truist Park, the Battery in Atlanta, you got to exercise your demons, and nobody shows up. This is the team that you have to beat. And Michael Harris is dancing around the bases. It's crazy. Dan is out in Montana. Dan, you're on the fan.
What's up, Keith? I'm just a seriously depressed Mets fan. I even moved out here from Montana because I was getting trolled by all my Yankee fans. I can't take it anymore. We're going to collapse. I can't do this anymore. Keith, you have any therapy for me?
Yeah, you can't. You can't. You got to see it through. And I know that hurts because like you could physically watch
it. But it's the trolling. It's the trolling of the Yankee fans. I moved all the way out of Montana because of this. Since 2022, after we lost, I moved all the way out from Montana. Breaks my heart, the Mets. I can't do it anymore.
They root for the Grizz out there. They root for Montana football out there. I don't think they think about
baseball. No, but I moved from New York because of the trolling. I can't do these Yankee fans. These guys like, wow,
I know, but these,
I can't do this stuff.
The Yankee fans really shouldn't be trolling anyone. We have our own problems, our own issues, and a 15-year drought here. And, like, it's gonna burn. This year is going to sting. However they find a way to screw it up this year, it's gonna hurt. But I'll tell you this. It's not done. Keep the hope alive. This team has been resilient. Lindor had his helmet on, had a bat in hand. The rain is going to give him another night off. We'll see what happens with the doubleheader, how they play it. The make it happen Mets got to make it happen. And at least you are here on September 25th talking about the Mets as a postseason team playing meaningful baseball games with the chance to exercise their demons.
My only hope is I'm a Giants fan and we got the leak. He's coming for your Cowboys. Leak, let's go.
Yeah, I'll be at that game. Thanks for the call, Dan. I don't know now. I know I talked last night about like, hey, if there ever was a time the Cowboys are reeling, you know, the coach is lashing out at the media members. Players like Jordan Lewis, Micah Parsons are talking about they're not paying enough attention to detail and they're not focused. And Dak is talking about jumping off the bandwagon, this and this and that. But I think this will be the 5th or 6th. I got to go back and count. I know I was at the Odell Beckham Jr. game. I was at a game where Dez Bryant balled out. I was at the game last year. I think this will be the 5th time I see the Dallas Cowboys play in East Rutherford. They never struggle there. So as much as I've said, this is a spot for them to get got because they're in disarray and you know they just lost back-to-back games at home. They're not at home. A short week without any time to lick your wounds, a short week without any time to sit and stew in it, a short week where like they got to travel here tomorrow. It's Wednesday. Actually, they got to travel here today. the Dallas Cowboys will land in Newark, go to their hotel, and realize that they got a ton of fans in this area, and they don't struggle here. And it's nothing like Jerry World over here. And maybe they come out and, I don't know, find a way to stop the run and run the football. Who knows? It'll probably be Dak. But league, I don't think they're worried about league too much. The Cowboys can't stop the run. They have DBs. They have guys that can rush the passer. It's going to be a good game. I don't know. That 4.5 now is up to 5.5 because I guess money was coming in on the Giants. I don't know. Now I just think, I'm like, this is actually probably a game where the Dallas Cowboys, they figure it out. They get a win, they go 2-2, and they don't struggle at all because they never struggle in New Jersey.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This happened. You talked about it on The Fan.
Here's Aaron Boone to lead off. His first at bat of the game. There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it. Got a full rack of calls. Yankee fans, Mets fans, as we both took L's in game one of the series against our division rivals. The last series against our division rivals. And it just brings up old themes. It brings up bad memories. It brings up thoughts of just, what's going to happen next? And I don't know. All I can say is that it's Wednesday. You get another opportunity to get a win. I don't know if the Mets will get another opportunity today with the rain, but the Yankees, Nestor Cortez on the mound, Derek Jeter bobblehead, I'm going there. I'm ready. I went there tonight. They got Bernie Williams playing the guitar for the national anthem. They've got all these different people in the house, and you know, fans are out there with their hoodies on, their jackets on. You start to feel the postseason air. I'm ready for it, yo. I am ready for October. I took some time off. I hadn't been to the stadium since the Guardian series. I went back today. The traffic was crazy. I already know that's going to be an issue. I got to make sure I leave the house by 4, not 5. I'm ready for the postseason run. This team, this Yankees team, has Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. This Yankees team, they traded for Jazz Chisholm. This Yankees team has Garrett Cole and a bunch of guys on this team that can pitch, guys that can hit, but like ultimately, I just am fearful of what we saw tonight. Stupid things like, I don't know, Verdugo being in the lineup and being allowed to come up to the plate with two runners on and no outs and do his signature ground out and ground into double play and erase those two or erase two outs. And, you know, then later in the game, get a rally going, you got the crowd behind you, and you find a way to run in the outs on the base paths, and, you know, momentum gets crushed, and the other team gets their opportunity to come up, and they hit the ball out of the ballpark and add to the lead, and you end up taking an L, and they're celebrating in your place, and they're feeling themselves now, right? It's October, man. They're popping champagne. It's October, man. We're wearing our postseason hats. I went there to get the postseason hat with the new logo on it. I've got all of these postseason hats. The only one I didn't get was 2022 in recent time. I'm ready to be hurt. I'm ready for it. I'm ready to be devastated. I'm ready to lose sleep over this. I'm ready to be just in my head about little things that should have, could have, would have happened. This is October baseball. So brace for impact. Hope for the best. Pray if you pray that the Yankees can get there, because they should get there. They've got the talent. They've got the home field advantage. They've got the Bronx Zoo behind them, all of these wild Yankee fans behind them. But you just know that it's in their DNA to do something stupid that's going to cost them a run, cost them some outs, cost them a game, whether they're mismanaged or whether these guys that are just allowed to go out there and do anything make the mistakes on their own. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the phones. Frankie in Bay Ridge, you're on the Fan.
What's up, Keith?
You know, talking to talk.
A lot of respect. A lot of respect for you. You know why? You say it how it is. Not afraid to bash the Yankees. Not afraid to bash the front office. You have to be. I mean, speaking of the boneheaded mistakes that they make on the field that we never used to see under Joe Torre, not even Joe Girardi, okay? It starts from the front office. These dumbos, okay, who believe coming to the ballpark. I have nephews who are 4, 5, 6 years old who could know not to put this Verdugo in the lineup, okay? And to sit a kid, like you said, okay, in a big game like tonight, after coming off that road trip, even though you dropped the ball, okay, I understand. But you sit a kid, okay, who's been mashing, okay, and almost single-handedly, last September, brought you back into the playoff race, okay? And you sit a kid like that, and you play Verdugo, who time after time after time has to hit the ball to second base. What are you not seeing, and why are you doing it? Is it done purposely?
I don't know what it is. Tonight I was talking to one of my boys in there. I was like, I'm not going to let the lineup piss me off. But someone was like, oh, it's because Verdugo's in there because of his defense. You know, Dominguez dropped that pop-up. And I'm like, I watched Verdugo against the same team fall flat on his face with the game on the line before the All-Star break.
Yeah, he blew that game. Obviously, well, it started with Volpe, I believe, right?
Yeah, Volpe bobbling.
Then he couldn't catch the ball. It started with Volpe. And then he misjudges that ball, falls flat in his
yeah,
face.
Because Volpe. With Clay Holmes on the mound, none of these guys believe. With Clay Holmes on the mound, they're all shaking in their boots. Hope the ball doesn't come to me.
Yeah. Oh, Clay Holmes. So Clay Holmes is great. Yeah. You know what? out of control. That's why, like you said, brace for it. Because you know what? I'm not. Do I want a championship? Absolutely. Do I expect one? Probably not with this front office. The way they're gonna start maneuvering things. Because God knows. You have to be ready for October. This kid has to play, has to get his reps in if he's going to start. So therefore, he might not start every game. So they're going to probably mix and match.
Yeah.
Like, does Wells not start every game? Like,
for the most part, it took a long time for them to just, like, finally say, okay, Austin Wells is a better option. You know, I don't know. They do a lot of things that make you scratch your head. Thanks for the call, Frankie. It just is what it is. Live with it. That's what we got to do, yo. We're Yankee fans. It is what it is. We have a team that could get to the World Series and win it, but they're going to do things like play Alex Verdugo, pitch Clay Holmes, sit Jason Dominguez, not make a guy like Verdugo bunt, run into outs, you know, have stupid errors, and you're going to be the ones that live with it and not forget it. And they're just going to talk about it in the post game, like, yeah, it happens. You know, like, just like with Gleyber today. Oh, yeah, he's been better. He's got to clean it up. What are we talking about, bro? It's September 24th. We're still doing that? Like, watching Gleyber do that, it looked like 10-year-olds when they're playing Little League. I'm coming back. Wait, he went back to the back 3 times. I had it on video. I just dropped in my seat and turned the video off. What are you doing? Jim is in Hackettstown, New Jersey on the Fan. How are you doing?
Hey, Keith. How you doing, buddy?
I'm
good. I have two Yankee comments and a Met comment. Now, I call and the screen call. I said, you know, Torres, this guy's a meathead. I'm not going to harp on it. I mean, we've seen it throughout the year. I mean, you got Judge coming up. And if they walk Judge, then the bases are loaded. And the pitcher really, you know, can't be, playing around, you know. So, I mean, just asinine, okay. So, listen, we can all agree up on that. Okay, my second point, Yankee point, is, you know, I don't trust Hal Steinbrenner. I mean, I know we all want Juan Soto to be re-signed, and he should be re-signed. There's no excuse for it. But if they don't re-sign him, then I would like to see the Yankees go after Santander, the right fielder for the Orioles. That guy's a really good player, and he likes playing in New York.
Yeah, I mean, I like his style, but I think Judge goes back to right field. I think Dominguez will be in center field, and they won't spend the money to get somebody to play left field. They'll probably bring up Spencer Jones or...
Well, what does Santander make? I think he only makes like...
He's going to get paid.
A couple $1 million, right? Because he's going to be a free agent.
They can certainly afford him. I just don't think they'll spend the money there. If they miss out on Soto, I don't think they'll pivot to him, but who knows? Maybe they will. Like, Teoscar Hernandez was floating out there this past offseason, and of course the Dodgers go get him, and look at the year he's had. Santander could be the next guy out there like that. But my mentally, I can't go there. Like, even I took a call the other night, someone was talking about getting Willie Adames on this team, and so I'm like, I can't fast forward to December. I'm locked in on October. I want these guys to seize October. I want these guys to make a deep run to the World Series. It can happen. If you just look at it like the Orioles and the Royals are going to play in the wild card right now and potentially meet the Yankees in the ALDS, and then the Yankees would have to get past them and then go face the Guardians, or who knows? Baseball's crazy. Maybe it's the Tigers. Maybe it's the Astros. But whatever.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying, you listen, I'm sure you probably have the same feeling. You probably don't have as much confidence as in Hal Steinbrenner as you'd like. Okay, so let me get to my med point real quick. So I think San Diego is definitely going to make the playoffs here. They're like three games up. They're about to beat the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Really, I think, and I actually think it's going to really be between the Mets and the Diamondbacks. I think the Diamondbacks are going to be the ones that wind up missing. But, man, is it going to be a gut punch if the Mets don't make it? Oh, my God.
I mean, the Braves are going to try and sweep them and put them out. But, like, the thing is that the Padres and Diamondbacks play this last series. The Padres are probably in it. But, you know, Mets will be hoping that the Diamondbacks lose out. They got to control their own destiny, though. They got to win games. They just had a great stretch of winning games. Got to keep it going. Can't collapse now. Thanks for the call, Jim. 888-808-1019. And back to what you were saying about Soto and Hal Steinbrenner. You know, Joel Sherman was talking about it. I saw a clip on the New York Post with Joel Sherman's podcast, and he said between Hal Steinbrenner and Steve Cohen, obviously they both have a relationship with Scott Boras, and Steve Cohen can just say to Scott Boras, hey, before you finish this deal, before you're done with these negotiations, talking to Hal or whoever else it may be, come back to me and I'll top it. Come back to me and I'll give you a better offer. Because this guy can light $100 on fire every minute and it wouldn't change his life. And the words that were used by Joel Sherman was, Hal Steinbrenner will say uncle before Steve Cohen says uncle. Uncle Stevie, Hal Steinbrenner will say uncle, right? Like, he'll tap out of the back and forth before Steve Cohen will. Who knows how it's going to play out. In my mind, I hope that they have enough of a relationship where they say, hey, we're not going to do the measuring contest back and forth. We're not going to do the bidding war, the auctioning of, you know, I got $50 million a year. You got $55 million a year. $60 million a year. Going once. We're looking for $65 million. Like, we're not going to do that. But I don't know. I don't want to think about that. I want to think about winning this game with Nestor Cortez on the mound, the Yankees celebrating in their clubhouse for the second time, popping champagne, clinching the AL East, and we get closer to that bye week and kicking back and watching everybody else duke it out, and then we get ready to host the ALDS in the Bronx. Let's go to Howe, New Jersey, and talk to Steve. What's up, Steve? You got it.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I wanted to make a comment about your sadistic listener from Lakewood, New Jersey, Ralph. I've never heard anyone sound so ignorant my whole entire life. But then again, being from Lakewood, it seems like ignorance is contagious down there. Thanks for the time.
I guess there's a little bit of a rivalry. Howell, Lakewood, I don't know, Freehold, that whole area of Monmouth County. if you weren't listening to the show, Ralph from Lakewood called in and talked about how, you know, he's a Yankee fan and he just loves when the Mets lose. I'm not like that. At times in my life, I definitely got a kick out of it. And like I said, there are Yankee fans that do get a kick out of the Mets, like even a night like tonight. The Yankees embarrassed themselves a couple times, lost that game, you know, could have rallied, could have had a better showing. But there are Yankee fans that went to sleep tonight like that Homer Simpson meme, and they're like, well, at least we're not the Mets. Like, at least we're not the Mets who, like, you know, the Braves own them again, and they're getting flashbacks of all of the years prior, and I don't know. It's funny. It's great. You know, I've trolled Mets fans. There are Mets fans that have written crazy things about me online. And I always am like, I own you heads because it's not that serious. I'm like, you think about me way more than I think about you. It's sports. It's entertainment. It's fun. It's a rivalry. It's a crosstown rivalry. Like, I understand there are some people that are like, I root for New York. I want the Mets and the Yankees to be good. But that's not a majority. That's not a real thing. And you know, there are Mets fans that don't care about the Yankees at all. National League, American League. And same thing with Yankee fans. There are Yankee fans that are like, that's got nothing to do with us. To each his or her own. DJ's in East Brunswick, back on the Fan. What's up, DJ?
What's going on, my guy? How are you tonight, man?
I'm all right. Just, you know, passing the time. Can't really, you know, keep bashing Gleyber Torres a three-hit night. And obviously he washes that all away. And Stanton is 0-for-4, and Verdugo sucks, but Verdugo's going to be in the lineup because they traded for him, and Judge likes him, and these guys are addicted to just dying on their swords and dying hard on their decisions and, you know, thumbing their nose at the fan base and telling the fan base, oh, the roster's a living...
Everything's right in front of us.
Yeah, well, it's right in front of us.
Right,
the roster's a living organism, and it changes.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no lane for Dominguez, and when Dominguez comes up here, he's going to play
a lot. I didn't take a biology class in seventh grade. Can we just keep it baseball? You know what I mean? Not you, but like,
no,
you know,
but yeah.
A phone.
But yeah, no,
you know what I mean?
It's all nonsense. You know, I'm saving my catchphrases. I don't have much shtick. Like, I don't have a.
Whatever he sees Bill Nye that day, that's what he attaches to. You know, you ever seen Gravity with a wheel go around and around? Yeah. You know what I mean? It just,
Bill,
you know,
Nye, the science guy. Bill. Nah, they'll say anything, bro. And, you know, I always say, piss on my head, tell me it's raining. That's what they do. And then they also play stupid games, win stupid prizes. I'm saving those.
Yeah,
I'm saving those for October. It's going to come back.
Keith, I had 2 points. Now, I had 1 point, but then when I heard you talking about, you know, Cowboys versus Giants, you know, we're both Cowboy fans. Now, I was there for the Odell catch.
So was I, yeah.
Okay.
And then people forget that the Cowboys came back and won that game. Dez
had
the game-winning
catch. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, the Odell catch. You guys do know you lost that game by 14 points. You know what I mean? Like, and not even that. Every time that I've been to Giant Stadium versus the Cowboys, I've heard, I'm going to say over 10 times, a chant around that stadium that goes, you know, something like, let's go Cowboys.
Easily. Take over. The parking lot has Cowboys flags, jerseys. You're going to see some random-ass Cowboys jerseys out there. You're going to see a Morris Claiborne jersey out there. You see DeMarco Murray jerseys out there.
Yeah.
You can see people with
Julius Jones, you know, Duke Blood, you know what I mean? Just
Marion Barber jerseys out there.
Now, besides that, like, my original point was for Mets fans. You know what I mean? I'm a Rockies fan. You know, thank you, Charlie Blackman, for your career. You know what I mean? Besides that, Mets fans, don't panic. There was a lot of mistakes made in that third inning that it just compounded. And that's what it was.
Yeah.
Don't panic. You have another game tomorrow. Another game after that. And then guess what? You have 3 more games to clean up what mess you made.
Wow. The Padres just turned a triple play to beat the Dodgers, and they clinched. Right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that just happened.
Oh. Well,
So now the deficit in the NL West is 2 games.
Yeah. So that means the Mets need to tighten up and win tomorrow.
Wait, because this could flip the
the entire slate of the entire wild card.
Yeah, if the Dodgers end up a wild card team and the Padres end up winning that division.
Oh boy. Wow.
Baseball is nuts. Woo! It's crazy, man.
Have a good night, brother. It was a pleasure talking to you, man.
You too. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you guys that call multiple nights. It's funny, I was with the WFAN sales team, and I joke with all of them about how I'm like, you guys aren't awake when I'm on air, and you guys also aren't in the building when I come in the building at 10 o'clock. You guys are in here, I don't know, 9 a.m., out of here by 3, 4, 5 p.m., and I would guess that if you got to be in here the next morning at 9, you're sleeping when I'm talking at 1 o'clock in the morning. But somebody was like, how are you doing with callers, you know, at night during your show? And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, do you get calls? Like, you don't struggle to get calls? I'm like, never. I'm like, if anything, there's times where I apologize. Like, I didn't get through. Like, I didn't get to all my calls. People get through, and they get up on the screen, and I'm not able to get to them fast enough. I appreciate everybody that calls. Like, it's late, but I understand there's people working right now. Shout out to you if you're working your shift, whether you're in a warehouse, whether you're in a truck, whether you're anywhere. Shout out to the people that are just home, not going to sleep, can't sleep after Yankees loss, Mets loss. Mets fans got to just bang the drum of positivity, and Yankee fans got to just realize, hey, we're going to win this division. We're going to win this division, and it could happen today.